Have you ever tried to find a good sympathy card? If you're religious, it's easy. Let me read a few. God be with you in your loss. And they include a keepsake to comfort you, so you carry this little card around that says, "The very same God who made you loves you with all the tenderness and compassion a father's heart can hold." And then they have them for pets, on the loss of your pet. We love our pets because they are somehow like ourselves. And then there's a generic card. Thinking of you at this difficult time. I'm sorry for your loss of, and then you fill in the blank. And what about a card for atheists or agnostics? Or what about if you hated the guy who died? Congratulations on finally getting rid of the SOB. Now they need cards saying, sorry you lost your home and everything you owned. But let's get serious. What I'm really talking about is grief, and grief isn't funny at all. It hurts probably more than any other experience. I write my own sympathy cards. None of them say what needs to be said. A friend of mine just lost her mom after taking care of her for years. I wrote about how even though she thought she was prepared for her mom's death, the actual loss is so final and will be a void. Although my friend didn't want her mom to suffer anymore and feels relief, she still wants her mom back. She may even be angry at her mom for dying or getting sick. She may find herself driving in the car and all of a sudden burst into tears for no reason. She may begin crying in the grocery store line, but the spaces between the horrible days will get longer. One never gets over a death like this. They adapt their lives around it. Professionals write about grief happening in stages, but it's more like waves that overlap. They feel anger, shock, fear, depression, numbness, trouble sleeping, trouble focusing, trouble eating, and feeling guilty. Some people say things like, if I only did such and such, then I could have prevented this. These feelings do eventually change. Loss of pets, a miscarriage, or even an abortion can cause these same feelings. It's difficult when friends or families express feelings to the individual grieving that at a certain point they should be, quote, over this already, or they say, get on with your life. I had one patient who saved her husband's medications for a year because, as she said, what if he comes back and needs them? We call this magical thinking. It's not yet fully accepting the finality. If she saves the meds, he'll come back. This is quite common. I've treated several patients who have lost a spouse. Some have come at the 3-year mark. I've discovered that at this point they realize it's final, and the loneliness gets unbearable and depression sets in. The first several years they were able to keep busy. Together we work through the depression and explore the loss fully. All those I have treated have become involved in the community and helped others who have lost spouses. Depression and grief are different, even though some of their symptoms look alike. Grief goes up and down, and depression is constant emptiness and despair. There are many places in this community to go for help when grieving. Hospice offers groups on loss. Your doctor can lead you to other groups. Psychotherapists who specialize in grief can help manage feelings that are deeper and stronger in ways you've probably never experienced before. Most importantly, reach out. Let others be there for support. Thanks for joining me. From KVMR, I'm Dr. Josie Gibb, LMFT.